This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 379. It's like a punch in the face. Welcome to a new-ish episode of the Electric Sisterhood podcast, the home of the fucking best Go Gaming Tech Gadget and Anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista. Pandalicious isn't here right now because you're about to get treated to a new clip show. That's right. We're taking a little bit of a break, gearing up for things like PAX East and things like that and trudging through all of the GDC goodness. So until all of that is ready to share, we thought, hey, we've got a bunch of clips that we haven't shared with you guys in a while. Let's put them together and put them out on the interwebs. And so that's what we've done. So, without further ado, and while I recoup and get my voice back, grab a fresh beverage, get ready to laugh, and enjoy episode 379, It's Like a Punch to the Face.
So I get another email, and it's like, okay, we understand how inconvenient this is. No, really? I most certainly hope so. Because you know what? You know how inconvenient this is? This is you trying to put your glasses on because you're blind, and every time you get the glasses close to your eyes, someone smacks you in the face. That is how inconvenient this is. Uh-huh. And then every time you get really close... Actually, no, there's a much better description. You're really hungry, so you go to your favorite fast food joint, and you've got your favorite burger. You unwrap it, and you're walking out because you have to walk home because you don't have a car in this scenario. Okay. But you're like, I can walk home, and I'm going to enjoy this burger.
Right.
You unwrap it, and you're walking across the street. You look both ways because you're smart. And you walk across the street, and you're walking. And you go to put that burger up to your mouth, and someone punches you in the face! Take your burger and run!
That's a lot of punch. There's a lot of action going on in the face.
Oh, my God!
And I think...
Every time I go to bite this burger, someone has to punch me in the face, ruining my delicious intake of food. That is how inconvenient this is.
I don't want to be, like, you know, sitting on the shuttle for school, you know, playing something and, like, not get off the shuttle because I'd rather play this than go to class.
Yeah, see, I've missed my train stop a couple of times.
See, and I don't want that.
Oh, nobody was with me, so nobody knew that I missed my stop. But here's my thing. I find that I do game on the go a lot more on my...
Well, now that I have a DS, I play that in cars all the time. Sometimes when I'm driving.
You play your DS while you're driving. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Well,
that's a joke, right? That better be a joke.
Yeah, that's a joke. Got you.
that's going to be a joke because that's never going to happen again, right? Yeah. Because that's like driving drunk. Driving and trying to...
Yes, okay, it'll never happen again.
Excellent!
Was that a red light? And I was idling.
I don't give a shit if you were parked. If the car is running, don't do shit else. Okay, anyway, that's a PSA from Ninja to you.
Don't drive in DS. It will get you killed.
If not by somebody else, by me.
Yeah, she'll hunt you down.
I am Ninja.
She'll thank you right after she shanks you. Knife fight.
You are so
That's an awesome song.
For those going to PAX.
Who are not us because we're not going.
Who are not us because we are not going to PAX.
We're not going to PAX 09, but we're going to PAX East, motherfucker.
Did you say PAX East?
East.
I heard yeast, and I'm not going to that one.
Because gosh, you know that whole there's a cool trick with the compass. When you need to go east to west, you go ill. But when you're going west to east, you go wee.
Oh, okay.
I loved it. I was like, that is so convenient.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so getting back to PAX and what I wanted to talk about.
PAX, wee, because you're going from west to east. See, PAX, ew, you don't want to go. But PAX, wee, you want to go, because that's where the sisters are going. See? see how that works? Yeah. You like it?
I can't even follow that stream of logic. So I'm just going to read from what I wrote down.
Okay. They get it. You guys out there get it, right?
Yep, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
So Ariel gets it.
Okay.
Thanks, Ariel.
PAX, we. Okay. Focus.
They are funny bastards.
They really are. They are literally funny bastards. Sometimes they're just straight up bastards, but they make no bones about that.
Mm-mm.
Which is nice. So if you want to hear a little bit about sports and geek stuff, you know, the stuff we cover, but, you know, from a more dude-licious perspective.
From a sausage fest, essentially. There's some tacos in there, but it's essentially a sausage fest.
Yes, they're sprinkled about.
Yeah.
Tacos. Mostly sausage. Which, there's nothing wrong with sausage.
I like sausage.
I like sausage, too.
And tacos.
And I'm going to leave that alone. But what I suggest you not leave
alone. Double entendre.
Danger, danger, Pandalicious. Opening mouth, inserting foot.
This has a little bit more of a customization to it, or I mean, not that you can go in and create your own bag, but they custom fit bags to certain size laptops.
Okay.
So if you know that you've got a 13-inch...
And you want something that will specifically fit your 13 inches?
Yeah.
Snugly. I make double entendre. Then for the do-it-yourselfers, those who are...
the do-it-yourself.
Oh my gosh, what is
wrong
with you?
I'm in a mood. I'm
you sorry. Obviously, and that mood is needing to get some. And with Google Docs, you can always
get away... I thought you said Google Cox. I was like, what?
Okay, Google Cox is coming, but wait, no, that was so wrong. I should not have said that.
You said it too.
I'm going to take that back. Google Docs, okay?
I'm going to talk about bags. No, I'm not going to be talking about...
Fun bags?
You want me to talk about my fun bags? Because I can. No. I mean, they're going back to school with me, but they ain't doing anything but hanging around. But I'm bumped.
Oh!
Really bad
that
joke.
That was so but bad.
It was.
I can smell that through the internet.
And I enjoyed that. Anyway.
Oh.
I mean, I used to play WoW in the cafeteria in the corner where no one could see my screen. If I felt like I had to play, which was
all the time. Yeah.
But still, you don't need to do that. There's a cool way to game on campus where people will not beat you up. I mean, unless you have an Alienware computer, because then people are just going to beat you up for your awesomeness.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I would take a beating for Alienware. I would.
I wouldn't. I'd just be like, here you go. I bought that.
I'd be like, you're not touching my shit, bitch.
Yeah, see?
I have my gun cocked and ready to go.
You don't have a gun. Stop acting like you're that hard. You grew up in the burbs, bitch.
I have a pellet gun.
You grew up in the burbs.
My pellet gun is fierce looking, though.
You are such a weenie.
I am. It's true. You're right.
Okay. But don't act like you're hard, because somebody would walk up and be like, yeah, Panda, what you gonna do? And you'd be like, nothing.
Like, I just peed my pants.
Aww.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, I have to run to the bathroom. But anyway.
They range in size from 2 gigabytes up to 8 gigabytes. The 2 gigabytes. The 2 gigabyte ones, which is typically what you'd want to use for moving documents around, bunches of pictures here and there and that kind
porn.
Of thing. No. 2 gigs is not enough.
Hello,
really,
if we're going
porn.
Back to school, freshman males are putting porn on that shit.
Don't put porn on your thumb drive, because you never know when you're going to be called to having to put that thing into some chick's laptop so she can make a copy of her document.
She'll be like, Asian butt sluts.
And she'll be like, why do you have Asian butt sluts 1 through 4 on your thumb drive? And that will be the end of that.
So don't.
Either that, or she'll be like, I have 5, 6, and 7.
And in that case, marry her right now.
Okay, yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
And maybe next time we won't get snubbed for the party at Softworks. So that way I can watch Amanda ride a mechanical bull and videotape it on my iPhone.
Oh my god, I would totally ride a bull.
I know you would, but now I have an iPhone that shoots video, so it'll be the shit.
I would get flung off of it really fat. Well, I don't know, I've got pretty powerful thighs, but you guys didn't need to know that.
But you shared it anyway. You have basically a very, very cartridge and or disc-based portable option or a downloadable content option, which allows you to, on the go, like Panda said, in between your classes or when you have a few minutes to yourself and don't necessarily want to fire up the TV and fire up your console, especially if you're talking about going back for college and you're sharing a dorm room, when you are ready to game, your dorm mate might be ready to sleep or tell you to get the hell out because they're ready to
Well, see, that's why you're smart and you put the TV in the common room. But at the same time, that can be dangerous because then you might have that one of those fucktards who wants to steal your shit.
Or break it and be like, I didn't touch it, dude.
I don't know. I don't know why it smells like my ass. Why do I have an obsession with ass?
What is it with you?
I'm going in the corner.
I don't understand you.
Sorry.
I worry about your sanity. But it's just a great way to keep your list of things together. You know, like remembering to meet with your TA about this thing or that thing. You can put into that little group. Teacher's assistant.
Oh.
Not tits and ass. I said TA, not T and A.
What if your TA has really good TNA?
Well, then consider yourself lucky and take pictures or it didn't happen.
Okay.
Because the project we want to use them for is our upcoming...
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, we should probably invest in some kind of sound effect machine at some point.
Yeah. That hurts.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we're about to launch a magazine. Yeah, I know, we're getting big, right? Gonna be totally really press. It's crazy. Well, it's gonna be balls out here.
If we were gonna, you know, play to our strengths, you know, we're both black, so we should be big. You know, so bigness, you know, that doesn't surprise me.
What? I'm not following your stream.
Black guys, you know. they're supposed to be.
I don't understand what you're talking about. So
they're supposed to be bigger.
I'm just walking away from this. I'm walking away from your statement.
Other ways. Like
so you should just stop. This one, actually, we talked about a long time ago because we believed that the product was actually going to hit the market sooner than now, but that didn't happen. But that's okay. Shit does happen. So...
Yeah, especially after you eat. Well, it does.
Okay. Okay, and that was kind of a rule that we had in our house growing up, period, was that you got one expensive gift for whatever holiday it was, and then everything
Ninjas
else
were always better.
Was practical. It was only because I was older.
She got a boombox, I got a Walkman.
You were 5. You don't need a boombox at 5. Alan's in that list, as is Malcolm McDowell.
McDowell.
So, it's just accents all over the place, which makes me happy. Because if I could, and he would let me, I would do horrible, wonderful mess.
Okay.
Anyway. Sorry, that got away from me. I apologize.
That is not for you.
That's not for this podcast. That's for sure.
What I do. You don't do that. I do.
I had a moment. I'm okay now.
This panda moment has been brought to you by Ninja
Sister.
I think this anime, in terms of animation, kind of makes you want to think little boys are attractive.
Nope. Not going to happen.
Well, no, he's drawn very well. But regardless. but that's not what it's called.
Fandalicious is an anime pedophile.
Shut up.
Just saying.
It's
if the cell fits.
Shut up.
So she'd written to us, again, wanting to know some more information about cosplay, because this is a great month to talk about cosplay with Halloween coming up. It'll be okay.
I feel so old. I don't know what I'm going to dress up as, and time is ticking away.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing the naughty maid thing, but I'm like, it's kind
of... No, you can't be a naughty maid.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I look great in a corset. Moving on, though.
No.
I do.
No.
Don't say no.
No.
I do.
No.
You know it's true.
Anyway.
Accept it.
And I mean, I'm playing multiplayer on it right now, and I suck pipes. I'm not even going to say balls, because that's a good thing, and I'm not very good. So I don't even suck balls. I'm like sucking...
something that's not that.
Bicycle tire. That's how bad I am.
Going, okay. But October,
this is gonna be a great
strong,
holiday.
Strong month.
For those who have money.
Yes.
And people who love them.
Yeah, yes.
And Santas.
Secret or otherwise.
No, I'd like to know my Santas.
I don't really need to know my Santas. I just need to know that my Santas know my taste and get the right gift.
See, but if your Santa knows you, then they know your taste.
Right, but that doesn't mean that I know my Santa. They may just stalk me. As long as I give the right gift and don't interfere... I really don't have a problem with
that. Reap what you sow, Santa.
I don't even know what that means. Lots of things coming out on both platforms, because Uncharted 2 is on the PS3 only.
Yeah, I know. Blah, 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 yank my cock.
Whatever. You know, for a female, you talk a lot about your cock.
Yes, because I am cocksure.
Okay. Alrighty.
So I got to not only see this movie and experience this movie visually, but I got to feel it through my butt.
Feel it through your butt!
Because they have these things called butt kickers that are, like, in the seat that rumble during, you know, rumbling in movies.
Your butt?
Yeah.
Is a butt vibrator is what you're telling me?
Yeah, but, I mean, my butt felt rejuvenated.
Okay. So where the wild butt is?
Where the wild butt is.
Oh.
I had a racing wheel that I used to use with my PS2 so I could play Gran Turismo like a fiend. And I was very happy to mount that sucker to a TV tray, drop my pedals, and just do laps for hours.
Ninja likes to mount. Confirmed.
I cannot believe you just said that.
You're the one who said it, not me. So deal with that.
I said
that.
Mount it to my TV tray. I was
yeah,
about
you like to mount it, is what I heard.
Yeah, because
fair.
You refused to hear the
that's
end of the
fair.
Sentence.
The people heard it.
You're trying to make the people hear it. No. There's a difference.
That's what they heard.
I imagine that that's what they want to do, and if that's the case, then that's a great way to approach it, you know. Pander to the realistic group. Pander to the kit tuners, the wannabes.
And don't forget to pander to pandas, because we enjoy
it. You should always
it.
Pander to pandas, because that will get you all the places
hey,
you want to go.
Hey.
What? I didn't say that out loud.
Which doesn't help when you're trying to avoid the vagina monster. Because you kind of need to be able to move.
I'm sorry, the what monster?
The vagina monster. I talked about this too. There's a monster who has no head, and she's a naked body, and all along her legs up to her hoo-hoo are razor sharp legs, and her vagina's a mouth. And she kind of looks around in the air.
I don't remember reading that.
Oh, yes, well, she's kind of interesting because birds everywhere will fear vaginas for the rest of their lives. And if they don't, they'll fear umbilical cord shooting out of the vajay hole and snatching you and...
You had snatch. To say snatch.
I thought it was appropriate. Regardless.
No, this is just getting more and more disgusting here.
Regardless, that was really my only concern. The camera isn't
the
bad.
Vagina monster is a concern of mine as well.
Well,
we do have a calendar that will be available for you to purchase. 2010. It's going to be the whole year, 12 months of goodness. But it's not going to be a regular calendar. Oh, no.
It's a very special calendar.
It's a very special calendar.
It's a scratch and sniff. It's a scratch and sniff.
It's not a scratch and sniff, and there are no naked pictures of us. So it's not a Ladies of Esh.
I know.
And as much as Derek from Dead Pixel Live hoped, it is not a Ladies of All Games calendar either. But there's going to be a lot of game-related stuff, some nerd stuff in there. Okay, actual holiday, Hug a Ninja Day. I'm not going to tell you when it's going to fall. You're just going to have to buy the calendar and find out.
And National Pandalicious Appreciation Month.
Oh, yeah, that right. You did take an entire month. I only took a day. You claimed an entire month.
You can't appreciate a panda in 24 hours. You need a whole month.
I think that we could actually do it in less than 24, but that's just me.
That's my opinion.
No, I'm just honest.
How about National Pandalicious Appreciation Week?
We'll discuss it.
Weekend?
I do get final edit, so we'll discuss it. I think we could pull off a weekend.
Then you should get a weekend, too.
Okay, I think that'll be fair.
So, I mean, any action, you know, any motion that you do on that analog stick is going to reflect in whichever character that you play.
Okay.
The really psychic thing about that is, you know, if you've got a combo going, I mean, say you've got three guys in front of you, if they're all lined up, then yeah, your combo's going to be awesome. But the minute one of them moves out of that line, because, you know, I'm not always counting how many strokes to the right I'm, you know.
You don't count the strokes?
I don't count the strokes.
You should count the strokes.
It detracts from the experience.
No. It can add to the experience.
It's like, gotta get to 100. Gotta hit 100.
Oh, epic win.
Anyway.
This is going to be one of our dirtiest podcasts that we've done in a while. Six songs that you can play with a guitar. And if you're playing on one instrument and you pick one of those songs, the game will automatically play the other highway. And it plays it perfect, by the way. Just in case you were wondering.
Oh, because they're going to make mistakes.
I actually thought that it would kind of be cute if, as much as I messed up, they scaled the AI so the AI messed up as much.
Well, just because you suck as a DJ doesn't mean that your guitar sucks.
Fuck you. I don't suck as a DJ. You suck as a DJ.
I don't suck as a DJ. I'm going to fucking rock.
Maybe you suck DJs. I don't know. I don't know what your game is.
Oh, you suck DJs.
I don't think so. So I'm at the point where I'm battling this dude. I haven't beat him yet. But I'm hopeful that when I beat him, that I get to fuck both of these chicks. Because Nathan Drake has been through so much. I've been blown up.
He needs a three-way pronto.
He deserves a three-way with these two chicks. I'm throwing that out there. And say what you will.
He needs them to gargle his nutsack.
I would put it like that.
Well, I do.
Deserves some special treatment, I will say.
He needs four titties.
Because he's been shot, blown up, stabbed, chased by helicopters.
Right now.
He's had to climb more things in a little bit. Like, there are some times that I've failed out of missions so bad trying to figure out where I need to go that they actually pop up a little hint and they're like, dude, just shoot this thing. And they're like, pan the camera over and show me the thing that I need to shoot so the rope will drop and I can figure out where it is I need to go. But I have jumped poor Nathan off of more cliffs than a little bit, going, oh, can I jump that? Nope, that's not where I jump. But it looks like it's where I'm supposed to jump.
These girls need to bend over and take it up Brown Town.
He's been shot at by helicopters. He's been shot at by tanks. He's been shot at by utility vehicles.
The pussy of the world should put itself in front of me.
Can I finish? Are you going to let me finish? Can I finish one statement without you interrupting?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's percolating and it's ready to precipitate onto our consoles.
It's ready to facilitate your enjoyment mications of its pervaitudeness of awesome-tosity.
I have no idea what the fuck you just said.
I'm not really sure what I said.
The focal key elements of that game was that, you know, even though the story itself also was not very long, you grew attached to your unit. Especially when you're playing with
I'm awfully attached to my unit.
I'm sure you are.
I know. I love
Inuyasha. See how easy that was?
I love Inuyasha. Dub, not sub. Yeah. So anyway, I mean sub, not dub. You know what I meant.
I'll pretend that I did.
Yeah. Because Inuyasha doesn't say Kagome all the time. He just calls her a bitch.
I know,
all the time.
Bitch. Yes.
I love that. They could have told
me. Like, I'm coming, bitch. It's like, if you hadn't broke that damn crystal, we wouldn't be in this predicament right now. Yeah, well, I didn't know. I would have loved to have seen that all ghettoized. They should do it in Inuyasha Abridged and it should all be ghetto. Like, damn.
Bitch, why are you tripping? I'm tripping because you look like my ex. like a lot. Oh, like, wait, you're her reincarnated.
Holy shit. I knew that bitch would haunt me the day that I met her.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
To help you figure out what to buy and what not to buy this holiday season, because, you know, money is tight. It's tight. You can't really see that hand action, but...
No.
Tight. Trust me, it's adorable.
And sadly, that's not what I think when I think of the word tight, but, you know, whatever.
Oh,
I know, I went there.
Okay.
Wow. It's they know even, what I mean, that's even, all that matters.
That far into the show.
See, we got you covered, people. All the way to the weekend. And then you can game.
Well, can't you do all that stuff while gaming?
Not necessarily. I find that I can't really pwn as well if I'm trying to read Twitter at the same time.
That's what the pause button's for. Damn.
I don't believe in pausing. Go hard or don't go at all.
You're
That's
here.
What she said.
I did say that.
All right, well,
sharing is caring.
Yes, it is, especially during this holiday season. So share your monies and your gifts with me. I would strongly appreciate that. No, I'm just kidding.
Why do you pour yourself out like that?
Because someone has to do it.
No, they don't. When in doubt, don't think that it's a cheap way to go. It's actually one of the most thoughtful gifts. The I'm not sure exactly what you own and what you like. So here's the equivalent of
a just put
a
touching card with it, and it'll
make it butter. A gift game like I do.
Yeah, that's getting kind of old, so...
It works, and it's fun.
I know, but the last time, she put a gift card in a condom box in a big-ass shirt box from Lane Bryant, and it was very, very weird because I opened that present in front of some friends and some other family members, and they were like, why did your sister give you condoms? And I was like, wait a minute. No.
That's it. For Christmas, I'm coming to your house just to take pictures. That's awesome.
They look really comfortable. They're
earbuds.
Yeah, they're earbuds. But they have that option around your ear so that they're not just sticking in your ear. Because I don't know about you, but I can't stand when something's just in my ear because it rubs after a while, and then it makes my ear sore. It's been fucking it for like 3 hours when I'm playing games and stuff, and I'm like, you know what? This just doesn't work.
So,
and
then, dude, it's a netbook without having to have 10 inches of screen.
What's wrong with 10 inches?
Oh.
You can't owe your own comment.
Yes, I can.
Oh my god.
Yes, all I right. can, and I just did.
Spike tried to take itself more seriously. They got Stevie Wonder to present Best Music Game.
I was about to say, because they can't give him Best Graphics because the fucker can't see. Sorry.
Look.
Sorry, you do have
to. He was presenting at a video game award ceremony, and there are not a lot of video games that are accessible to the handicapped. So I was surprised to see Stevie Wonder there. And the entire time I was watching him there, I was like, oh, please, please don't walk away and leave Stevie Wonder there on the stage by himself. Remember that he is blind. Please. Because people have left poor Stevie Wonder on the stage before. So I know y'all been drinking, but please, please do not leave him on the stage.
Do not leave Stevie Wonder all alone. He will hurt himself.
Okay, and the showgirl that was, you know, presenting was good enough, and I hope somebody was, like, blasting in her ear, to take him by the arm and lead him away from the microphone when he handed off the award, and then off stage. I was like, oh, thank God. At least they didn't leave poor Stevie on the stage, because that would have been embarrassing.
So, I mean, already we already know who the big contenders were in this. And no lie, I mean, a lot of these actors are fucking amazing. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Jack Black, by the way. He won, which is what is my upset. Because Mark Hamill was the original Joker in the animated series.
Well, and Arlene Sorkin was the original Harley Quinn.
Yes, yes. And people went apeshit for this game. Everyone's so glad that the voice acting was so above where we thought it was going to be. So why did they not award it to Batman? Why? Why not? Oh my God, I'm so upset. I loved Batman the Animated Series.
You want a hug?
No.
Okay.
You want a cookie? I want to throw something.
You want a cookie? You can throw it.
No, I would eat the cookie. I want something that I'll throw,
you
like
want a brick?
Republican.
You want a
brick? Give me a Republican.
I can't. I don't know any.
Or quail. Do we have any quails?
No. I told you, I don't know any Republicans. You want a brick? I got a brick.
So upset.
Well, there's more to get upset about.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm really upset about.
Okay.
I need chocolate.
Do you need a hug?
No! Fucking chocolate!
I offered you a cookie earlier and you told me no.
You said cookie. You did not say a chocolate chip cookie. Specify that there was chocolate in the cookie.
By default, whenever I talk about cookies, it's a chocolate chip cookie.
Whatever.
I have yet to fire back up my Modern Warfare stuff, even though I do want to do the museum thing.
You want to do?
I do.
Really?
I'm a little bit. I like to be punished a little bit.
You're gonna get punished in that museum.
I know, but I want to.
You're gonna get raped.
I just want to hit the button
with a capital R.
No, pixels can't hurt me.
Oh, you think that? But then you wake up tomorrow with a sore ass. Don't come crying to me.
Pixels cannot hurt me. Pixels are friends, not food.
Foes.
Oh yeah, that too.
Because there is nothing more torturous than to get on your Xbox and not be able to go online and play with a bunch of billions of strangers. It's heartbreaking.
So you it with a bunch of billions of strangers.
I like to be surrounded by strangers.
Okay.
I love it. I just want it from all directions. Oh. I do. And I know that sounds really bad. You all know what I mean.
Oh, my.
Who don't know your perverts.
Wow.
It was a great story, but it was too short. And I don't know about you, but I don't tend to like things too short. I like there to be some length, some depth.
You like there to be
length and depth.
You like length and depth.
Yep.
And some girth.
A little bit of girth. You like some meat there?
Yes, I do. If I want a sandwich with meat and cheese, not just some bread, and one slice of bologna, I'm sorry, that is not a sandwich make.
Hey, when you're broke, sometimes all you can do is a couple pieces of bread and a piece of bologna, and you make it work.
No, when you're that poor, you got pieces of bread and an imagination.
Oh, no.
This is a sandwich.
Especially just seeing the type of used games people bring in. I absolutely despise when somebody wants to buy a used PS2 game because I know chances are I'm going to have 5 copies of the game and 2 of them are going to be to the point where you could maybe play them and the rest are just, I'm going to have to damage them out. It's ridiculous.
See, that's a shame. I mean, there are so many things that you can do now to keep your games in good condition. And I will admit, when it comes to my games, and Pandalicious will attest to you, I am quite...
Anal retentive.
I was going to say OCD-ish.
Anal retentive. Retentive of the anal.
I am not retentive of the anal.
Yes,
about,
you are.
I'm very meticulous.
Look, Panda, this mark wasn't here. It's a smudge. It's not a scratch. It better not be a scratch.
Speaking of which, I will inspect my gears when you do return it.
And it's in pristine condition.
Fantastic. So we had talked about a lot of different headsets. Pandalicious had even brought up the Skull Candy line of stuff. I really kind of begged off it a little bit because I'm slightly an audiophile. So I get very particular about my in-ear buds, and I probably over the last year have tried about 35 different sets.
Oh, your ears must be tired.
I'm a sound whore. I get it.
Hey, I didn't say it. You came up with that on your own.
It's like a menage of, like, tech and robots. And
I like robots.
And you know, things. AVN is out there at the same time, so it's like tech and porn at the same time.
Tech
like
and porn?
But not Tekken porn, because that's completely different.
Oh.
That's a different thing.
I was like, what?
That's another podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah.
For the holiday season.
Whoa.
Well, why not bring in the new year with some tech and some porn?
I love that the cable doesn't tangle, and I've tried to tangle actually a few times, and it's not impossible. If you tie it in a knot, it'll tie in a knot. But as far as your normal wear and tear and use, it isn't going to get tangled up, much like your braided cords and things like that, which...
Can you tie it in a bow or throw it over your shoulder?
You can tie it in a bow. You can throw it over your shoulder like you're a continental soldier, but I don't...
You can barely say that.
Shut up. You suck. My drink is good. Shut up. but anyway, I'm going to beat you up after this podcast, just so you know. I will put slap you through the internet.
What? Not my fault you're tripping over your words like you only have one leg. Not my fault.
And you now actually have to, for at least for the planets that are rich in minerals, spend time really searching the entire effing planet. Looking for
scouring its vast valleys and mountains and crevices and caves and shit.
Why does everything sound so dirty when you say it?
Because it is.
The website's been revamped.
I know.
Yeah, just when you weren't looking, basically I went in and I did some things. First thing was we kind of got off Google's cock a little bit. I mean, jock a little bit, and,
Are you sure you didn't mean the first one?
It's very possible I meant the first one. I've been drinking, so.
Of the game.
He likes to use the facilities, take a shower, brush
No offense,
teeth.
I truly enjoyed taking pisses in this game.
Really?
I did. Well, I mean, not as the female, excuse me, not as a female, obviously, because I am one, but I was like, oh my god, can I actually walk to that toilet and pee stand, and I could, and I was like, get out of here. And I went back a couple of times, and I was like,
ease your penis envy?
Well, actually, later on, when we get to a different part, I will say yes. And I'm sure you know which part I
mean. Yeah, I do.
Everyone knows I have a PS3 now, and,
I thought you were gonna say, everyone knows I have a penis now, and I was gonna be like, what?
Yeah, I just got it attached, and
how's that working out for you?
And it's huge. I have to like tuck it behind my leg.
Oh man!
When I walk, and people call me tripod sometimes when I'm taking a break.
Now, did you get that thing on eBay, or was that the one from Craigslist?
I got that one from Craigslist. The one I got from Amazon, I had to send back because it just wasn't big enough.
Gotcha.
Because you know,
you
girls
don't have policy, though.
I disclosed that right now I'm, one, not wearing pants, but a very pretty black, white, and orange dress.
Oh, it would have just been better if I'm like, I would just like to disclose that I am not wearing pants.
Again!
Again. It's like a running thing with you.
Hmm?
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to run with no pants.
Pandas are anti-pant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I think this is just a way for the Boy Scouts of America to say, hey, we get it. Times are changing. You know.
Changing.
And we appreciate that. So, hey, you know, for this thing that you really enjoy doing, we could give you a badge. And so now you can actually do it more often. And you can come to the meetings and talk about how you pursued this badge with other people trying to pursue this badge. So I think it's a way for them to try and stay relevant in a time where, you know, most kids that age already have cell phones, they're texting, they're on Twitter. You know, how do you reach that kid to come sit by at a campfire and do s'mores if they've never tasted the awesome goodness of a s'more?
Oh, s'mores are awesome.
S'mores are so awesome.
And they promote interracial blendings. I'm sorry, they do.
So
I love it.
Well, the graham cracker is the Mexicans, and then the chocolate is the black people, and then the marshmallow is the white people. What about the Japanese?
Sushi.
You put sushi on a s'more? I don't think so.
Well, if you got some weird tastes, maybe.
It's almost the perfect diversity meal.
But there's different kind of sushis. Some of them don't even have fish. You can have the seaweed from, like, Japan.
I'm not putting seaweed near my chocolate.
Well, seaweed does not go near the... You can put fried chicken. You can put seaweed, rice, and fried chicken.
That's not a s'more.
No.
That's like a double-down sandwich light.
Regardless. So, I mean, all in all, I would just...
By the way, that double-down sandwich is straight coonery. I said it. You heard me.
Did you just say coonery?
I did, because it is. I'm just putting it out there. Anyway, for real. Anyway. For reals. And you know it's true. What's the message behind Bible Black?
Virgins have untapped powers that we should fuck out of them.
Okay. I was just wondering.
And apparently putting hoses inside a woman's vagina makes her, like, belly swell like she's pregnant. And you can put eggs up there, too, apparently. And
yep.
There are chicks with dicks.
Well, there are.
But they're more powerful because they have...
Right. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, we got Comic-Con stuff to talk about. We got game stuff to talk about. We got opinion stuff to talk about. I don't think that there's anything that we're not going to talk about this week.
But we're not going to talk about feces. Except now we just did. So
yeah, so we did.
Never mind. And obviously, like any comic turned movie, you know, there's always a lack of details. But I mean...
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Say it ain't so, Panda.
I can't. I'd be lying.
Don't be a liar.
I don't... That's why I'm telling the truth.
Because your pants will end up on fire.
What pants?
Oh!
The Sony has it in their mind that it's okay to always have something in your slot.
Oh my god, if I had a dollar.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this question. You know, because you've got Netflix on the Xbox 360, you now have Netflix on the PS3, and you have access to it on your computer. Do you really find that you need access to it in all those places, or would you really just prefer to have one great Netflix point of entry and experience?
Well, in all honesty, the only reason why I even got it for the PS3 is I've changed positions of consoles.
Right.
Now that my new Xbox has the wireless ability, so I didn't have, you know, my Xbox is now upstairs in my room. So, I mean, I only got Netflix for downstairs so that if there's something instantly streaming that Eshmom would want to watch with me, that I'd have that option and not have to bring my Xbox down, rehook it up, make sure it's attached, you know, to the router.
Why not just hook your computer up to the TV?
Because my computer is a private. Have the shit I have on my computer. Not that she doesn't.
Yeah, she's got to hide her prawn.
Don't you know how to put those in file folders?
I do.
Your prawn should not be on your desktop.
It's not. I mean, I don't have any.
And you can talk to us about music, see what things that we're digging, as well as all the Twitterings and all the Facebookings
and the Ustreaming
and the Ustreaming and the YouTubing and the Flickr. We're all over the frickin' internet.
Yeah.
We're in your tubes, people.
Doing very like evil it. Things.
You like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know what you like.
That was so dirty.
It was a little bit dirty.
Sorry.
I apologize.
It's okay.
I'm okay now. I'll behave-ish, kind of.
All right, let's hope.
Maybe. It could happen. This might be the show that I behave.
I don't really think so, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
It's okay, though.
If you don't have to get the other, you have to buy the other controller.
You have to buy the other
wand. I don't want to call it an nunchaku because it's not a nunchaku, but it is a nunchaku, but it's not because...
It's something, it's a big black object you hold in your hand and you wave it around like, hey!
I'm not going to say what just popped into my mind about that, but that's an accurate description. But it basically is...
A penis.
No. What is it with you and penises?
I'm a woman.
So am I. But my brain isn't, like, wired like yours. Yeah, you are crazy. Anyway, but it definitely is designed very much like the analog nunchaku attachment for...
Poppy!
...the Nintendo Wii.
Sony's ripping off Nintendo!
You alright there? It
sounded I just had some truth in my throat.
No, that sounded a little bit like Haterade, too.
Nope. Just had some truth.
Okay.
And I had to get it out.
Did you get it?
Did you wash it
down with some honesty?
I don't have any more honesty.
Well, you should never run out of honesty. So
To order some more off of Amazon.
I didn't know that Amazon shipped honesty.
Yeah, it's shelf free. Stable. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I should order some.
It arrives next day like Netflix.
You know, now I'm going to have to reach out to both Amazon and Netflix and see if they'll actually sponsor us. Because as much as you talk about both of them, Anyway.
Having both of those in your life is utter perfection. Gamefly, well, then you should just never leave your house.
Stop it. Don't want to promote that stereotype.
Go out.
There's air out there.
Well, you need a part-time job to pay for all these unless you're a billionaire. And if you're a billionaire, you're not leaving your house anyway.
Well, Paris Hilton goes out, like, a lot. That's really not the best case.
No.
Well, Lindsay Lohan.
That's right. You see what happens when rich people go out?
All right.
They show their coochies.
I know. That's a really bad disease. We need to stamp that
out. I'm so glad we're not that famous because then we'd have to show our coochies.
I don't have to.
Well, I'm just saying. Eventually, they'd be like, where are the coochies at? They'd be like, they're there.
On Paris Hilton. Go to Paris.
This is how a crab walks. Like, come on.
Oh, my God. Even Ash Mom is laughing in the other room.
What?
It's hysterical.
There's some more truth is just coming up. Sorry.
Well, maybe you should, like, chug the truth like you do. Maybe you should just, like, sip it.
No.
You should try it.
You better embrace truth full mouth.
Okay. All right. You can do that.
Yep.
All right. Anyway. I was trying to say that I really didn't see a lot of people, like, clamoring over the PlayStation Move. I think that there are some interesting, you know, things that'll happen with Move.
Wait, do the wands have vibrating, like, rumble packs in them?
I don't believe that they do.
Oh, all right.
But I would have to double check that because I'm not sure.
Okay.
So I'll check.
Yeah, because...
And I'll put what I find in the notes for this episode when it goes live for you guys so that you'll know the answer to the question as well. But I don't believe that they have rumble
When it turns out that it's not nearly as exciting...
It may have rumble.
I'm just saying, when it turns out not to be nearly what the hype... Whatever the hype was for it is.
Yeah, what, no.
If it's got a rumble on it, at least...
Stop it. I know where you're going. Stop it.
And then you got double.
Stop it.
So that's a great old time.
Nasty. Anyway, what I was trying to get at, which was a point, which I'm trying to remember.
There's no point on the Move because it's a big round ball.
But what's really surprising to me is that even though this is a game that's done by Namco, it's definitely set in the U.S. Because in part of running through the demo, you are on a plane and you end up outside and you watch as the wing, like, clips the top of the Statue of Liberty.
Which doesn't make sense because that stupid DB of a chick you see, you...
Douchebag? You can't say douchebag? You can say fuck, but you can't say douchebag? You gotta say DB?
Yeah, it's classy.
There's something wrong with you. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
But anyways...
People, I don't give a shit about what you're doing in Farmville. Stop updating my fucking wall. I don't care that you found a lost little brown cow. I don't give a shit. So please,
Facebook. I stopped Farmville. So,
yeah, I know, and I'm so proud. I don't give a damn about your cows. I don't care about your zombies. I don't care. Stop it. So, this has been a PSA from Ninja Sista.
So. Right, and there's a lot of detail in this as well, because the main memories and stories kind of set up, I think, an additional story leading to where Brotherhood is going to start, you know, dealing with the Borgia again.
Right.
This time, Cesare Borgia. Who, from the trailers, definitely looks like he's going to be an asshole.
No, really? I would never have guessed
that. I know, a Borgia, an asshole. Who would have thought?
Borgia, asshole. Kind of sounds like a douche name.
It does, really. Borgia. You know, it sounds like a douche.
I don't know. Borgia.
For your cooter. Like, it sounds... I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I need more sleep.
I think, but Borgia sounds much more fluid than cooter. So, like, Borgia.
For your...
I don't...
Vajayjay? Like,
it's gotta be something very... It's gotta be flowery like the name. Like, it...
Borgia. For your lady business?
Much better than cooter.
Well, we're still working
cooter
out the name.
Cooter could be the name of your dog, for all you know.
Well, you know, your dog might need...
Some anyway. Borgia.
You might need some Borgia. I don't know.
And so he sees this... The sheriff guy sees that there's a bite on Katie, and he's like, yeah, she can't be in here because she's going to turn into a zombie and she's going to eat us. And, you know, Chuck's kind of like, no, I've got Zombrex. And he holds up a can, like a box of it, but there's no Zombrex in it. But, you know, guy doesn't know that. But Katie knows that, and Chuck knows that, so he's like, I kind of have to get out of here to get you some Zombrex before you turn. You know, and he finds this shaft that he can go through to get to the mall, and there's a chick, Stacy Forsythe, who's kind of like this lead of this radical group for Cure, which actually is in support of zombies, which,
I don't support zombies. I've told you. Yeah, I have no-tolerance policy.
She doesn't like tear at all.
When it comes to
zombies. She doesn't like tear as reality because she's like, you're brutally murdering.
Murdering.
You're murdering like zombies. You're
when
murdering
you jump
zombies.
Over them and kill them. You're hurtling
you're murdering
and murdering.
Zombies. You know, and like, they're kind of already undead, and if you don't kill them, they will eat you.
They give you a little tchotchke. All right, so the one for bric-a-brac?
Okay.
Because you gave me that look like...
I was like...
What?
I'm like, that's a different word.
Yeah, tchotchke. Bric-a-brac.
Yes. Caboodle. Caboodle.
Knick-knack.
Anyway. I loved my caboodle. That thing was a shit.
Yeah, the caboodles were kind of awesome.
Man, I wish they'd bring those shits back.
You could put, like, all kinds of shit in a caboodle.
And you could hide your weed.
No! Because illegal narcotics are wrong, and you never hid weed, and nobody ever hid weed. Okay, there's no weed in the land of Esh. Yeah, I said it. Let's move on.
You can hide your Microsoft points?
You can hide your Microsoft points in a caboodle.
In a caboodle? And cannolis? Not
but
that you want
them
that
long
because you want to eat
not
those.
At all. You don't and, want that. You really don't want that.
And your extra batteries.
Yeah,
for your controllers. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, I can go back to when MTV did that. What was it? It was like a music generator.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of that.
It was the MTV music generator.
And I remember that. It's like, oh man, it's play music. And now look at what play music in a video game looks like.
Right.
I mean, wow.
Just you went from basically a
loop kit to peripherals of actual instruments. I mean, the progression is definitely progressed.
Yeah, you know, and I take my hat off because it's ingenious. And it hurt me in my soul because you know,
well, let's look at it.
I love DJ Hero.
So,
okay,
so
you,
DJ
like,
Hero.
My shit. I have the soundtrack in my car.
If it was a person, I
would totally hit on it.
But let's look here. Okay.
I would buy it a drink.
Well, yes, that doesn't surprise me.
I'd buy it too, actually, get it real liquored up.
And then you'd rub on it.
I'm not saying that.
She would rub on it.
I'm not saying that. I'm not.
And it would
I
be
can
like,
either
ooh,
confirm
it should be
or
like,
deny.
You like that, baby?
Stop it. You were making a point, and I distracted you.
Yes.
I apologize.
So, I mean, okay. Right, yep, so. Probably. So, let's talk about what they don't know.
Yeah, let's give you something that you don't know about.
Well, you might know some
okay,
of it.
There's a possibility you know
you
about it.
You probably do if you've been listening to us for as long as we've
probably
been doing
already
it.
Know about it. But yeah. That's okay, because for those that don't, it's new to you.
Yep. Okay. Like herpes.
No, not like herpes. Not like herpes, because you
no,
can't
No, canker
herpes.
Sores are mouth herpes.
But you can cure a canker sore. You can't cure herpes.
But Okay, being herpes and being like herpes, two different things.
But canker sore is a form of herpes.
Yes, but it's a curable thing.
Yes, but it's still herpes.
But it's a curable herpes. When you say herpes, people don't think, oh, canker sores. They think Valtrex herpes.
VD.
Okay? Like,
burning, swelling.
Exactly. They're not just thinking canker sores.
Well, canker sores burn and swell.
Yes, but what I'm getting at is when you say herpes, people don't think, oh, she could be talking about canker sores. They think, ew, nasty genital thing that never goes away and is incurable, and I could pass on to a partner, even though I don't think that I have it. Valtrex. Like, that's at least how my brain goes when I hear herpes.
Valtrex, when you have herpes.
I have herpes, but I don't.
I love those commercials.
I hate those commercials. I'm like, well,
I have BD. I'm getting out of here.
Exactly. Okay? It's like, yeah, we're together. He has herpes, but I don't. Well, keep having sex with him. You will.
It's like, play that Russian roulette game.
I just like,
herpes or no herpes?
Spin the wheel of misfortune. Spin, spin, spin.
Oh, you got VD. Anyway.
Yeah, but we're a little bit off topic.
Off the herpes subject.
I hate those commercials.
I love them. Because I'm just like, because you got to know going in if you're one of those actors, you're like, all right, one of us is going to have herpes. And the other one, and the other one's going to be okay about the fact that I have herpes. And it'd be like, in a real
like,
relationship.
How do you read that? I mean, you really got to need rent money. Be like, all right, so I got to get on TV and say, I have herpes.
A genital disease.
wait, I have what?
What? Wait, now feel the pain of the herpes. Well, wait. I have to say I have herpes, and it's going to be on TV. So every time people see me, you're the guy who's got herpes.
No, I was just acting. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You have herpes, and I don't.
Don't.
Peace.
Deuces. Roll.
Anyway. But again, we're off topic.
Just go along for the ride.
All
right. Ride shotgun. You got this.
Okay.
It's all you.
Well, I'm not driving, so it's not all me. It's okay. Whoever's driving.
All right. Well, it's all me then.
Okay. That's.
But you can ride shotgun.
Okay.
All right. Be my wing woman.
I know, since they're popular now.
Yeah, evidently. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, dudes. Neither do I.
But hey, we called it a while ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Best person to bring with you to get chicks
is a chick.
Yeah. One that doesn't want to suck your stuff.
You know what? You went a little far there.
What? It's true. You can't bring a girl who wants your nuts to help you get other chicks because that chick wants your nuts.
Right. But you shouldn't be rolling around a chick that wants your nuts if you don't want her to get your nuts. Because that's just cold.
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys who roll with chicks who want their nuts and guys don't want their non-nuts.
You shouldn't do that. That's not cool. Because,
no,
like, if you know,
look, but
if you know she wants those nuts and you're not about to give her those nuts, then you shouldn't lead her on and have her rolling with you, knowing she wants those nuts and you're not going to give it to her.
Well,
that's not cool.
Did you hear us, man base?
Stop
messing with chicks that you don't want to give your nuts
because to. That's when they go psycho and they're like, I don't know why she's psycho. It's like, dude, you knew she wanted those nuts. For a year, you rolled around, you went out, you hung out, you didn't give it a nuts. What do you expect? She's going to go crazy.
And chop off your nuts and keep them and wear them as earrings.
All right, that's why she totaled your car. Like, don't act all surprised. Don't act all surprised. But seriously, if you want to catch a chick, go out with another chick.
A platonic friend chick
who
doesn't want
your nuts.
Yeah,
platonic friend chick, totally be your wing woman. Guaranteed, you will get at least 15% more action.
Yeah, you'll touch some boobs.
Guaranteed.
Easy. Like, I don't want to go into too much of the story, but there's this voice that you hear that's going on. Like, you hear this voice, and he's pretty much preaching work to whoever. This disembodied voice is talking to somebody, and you're following this voice. And when you finally get to the end of the voice, you know, there's a twist. Pretty obvious twist about it. And, I feel like it's something that I've heard... Or have heard someone make
Are you talking about in the Understone thing?
Yeah.
Okay, because I haven't played that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, when you just hear this voice say, you know, work is your only, you know, work is the only way that you'll be free. Kind of sounding like Animal House, you know, work will set you free. The horse said that a lot. Which, obviously, if you ever read, you know, Animal Animal Farm, the horse.
Because you just said Animal House for a while. I meant, wait a minute. Like, I've seen movie. Animal House like 15 billion times.
I meant Animal Farm. Orson, I think that was Orson G. Welles' book, wasn't it? I don't remember. Who was it? I read this book like so many years ago. Look this fucking shit up. Because I'm not this dumb. I'm just not this dumb. Who wrote Animal Farm? Who did it?
I never read it, so.
Look it up. Who was it?
That would be George Orwell.
See, it was a Wells.
No, George Orwell is not the same as Orson Welles.
I know. Different mediums. The sounds were similar. I will take half credit for that. Because the sounds were there. They just weren't placed
I'll give you a quarter credit.
Okay, that's fine by me.
Okay. Pandalicious, you're wearing a shirt from Threadless right now.
Yeah, I know. I am.
You know, and it's pretty damn comfortable. And it's damn funny. It
makes my boobs look really big. Which I like, personally. I don't care that you guys know that either. Fantasize, if you will. Alright, you tone it down just a little bit.
You just need to stop.
Yeah, that is...
That was really kind of gross and pedophilic.
Do you think to your mother with that mind?
Probably.
Yeah. I play checkers, not chess, okay?
And checkers is a cheap man's chess.
Hey, don't say that. Dad used to kick my ass in checkers all the time. He's like, you sure you want to make that move? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. He's like, oh, because see, I can do this, and now I've got six of your guys. And you're just like, you can't make that. That's not.
Yeah, but his rule was he was black because black gets to move first.
Yeah. No, he let me be black a couple times. That's still.
Oh, no. Nope. Black moved first because.
Yep. I always lost, whether I was black or red.
Nope.
No.
That's all right.
He took pity on me a couple times, I think, and let me be black to move first.
That's all right, because I'd play checkers with him, and he'd win, and then I'd make him play Pretty Pretty Princess. And then I'd make him win so he'd have to wear all the jewelry. Yep, I was vindictive.
Oh, Pretty Pretty Princess.
You have to wear the black ring! Ooh.
But I would suggest you get it on the Xbox 360 if you have it. Because the audio issues alone that you're having suck and would piss me off beyond belief on the playing.
It irks me so
much. Because that does not exist on the Xbox 360 version at all.
I mean, it might not be on every PS3 one either. It might just be a printing issue with me.
It may be a read issue on the hard drive.
Yeah, could be. I hope not.
That would suck.
Yeah.
All sad.
None of my other games, I've never had issues with any of my other games.
Well, you know what we'll do, just as a test, is I'll hook up my PS3, because I have the older PS3, and we'll run the game and see if that happens.
All right.
Because then we'll know, one, if it's the disc or not, or if it's your read speed.
It could be, but that's nothing I can fix. But I've never had delays before.
Yeah, but you didn't have as big a hard drive download, probably, as that game.
I know, it installed, yeah.
Yeah, it installed, like, what, almost 2 gigs of shit?
Yeah, so that might be... But I don't have a lot of stuff on my PS3, though,
Right, but that's still a chunk to download.
Yeah.
So that issue may be resolved by just shutting it down and starting it up again.
Right. We'll test that when we...
It might have needed to put some shit in your caches, and it may not have
in my caches?
In your caches.
Okay.
You know, your caches.
Okay.
Your little caches.
Okay.
And so, because you couldn't put it in your caches.
Okay. I get it.
Because of your caches.
It needs to put more stuff in there. It needs to sit there and...
In your caches.
In the ferment.
Right. You need to give it buffer. You might have buffer underrun. Yeah, buffer underrun. That's a real thing.
I know. But you said it in an accent. It broke my character.
I broke my character. Can you fix it?
No.
It takes like 20 guild seals to fix, though.
Anyway.
Yeah, I made a Fable reference.
Yeah,
That's what's up.
You totally did. PSP greased whose hand?
I don't know.
Put that money in my hand, Negro.
What?
Like, put it right here. Right here.
No, I was mostly about that last piece.
I didn't say the bad N-word. That's the word that's acceptable. What?
You know what? All right.
Anyway, Heavy Rain was, I think, was a good game, but I don't know if it was strong enough of a contender, because if you really look at game mechanics, there's not too much going on there. Yeah, we're going to shake this, we're going to shake this, we're going to pound this, we're going to hold this, we're going to twist her.
You're going to shake it, you're going to pound it and twist it?
Yep. Yahtzee!
We really need to do a video.
I want to get one for my iPhone, which I need to clean because it's really dirty.
Your phone is kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Just like you. But,
I'm not that dirty.
You're not that dirty?
I can't, because I'd be lying. I'd be lying if I said, I'm squeaky clean. No.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I'm a gray. I'm a light gray.
Right? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, which is why I'm able to admit that.
Okay. I'm just saying. I could understand.
Or what?
Especially with the Kinect hack that people have been able to do now. The one where you can make the sexual game where you can be rubbing on the chicken.
I have not seen.
You didn't see the hack? Yeah.
No, I saw the one with the guy who was. It was the hack was like making bras where it would find where a person would have boobs. And then we'll put a bra on them. Granted, he wouldn't get anyone else who'd model it. So, like, it's just him. And then you see all these different color bras. And you're like, wow, dude.
That's a bit. Somebody made, a sex game. And they were showing off how you could use Kinect to, like...
Wait,
you
does take the girl, like, make sounds and stuff?
You need to get out on the internet more, obviously.
Like, that's a little...
And awkward. So, like, there's one where, like, you can see the video. And she's, like, posed out in a chair just like, hi! In lingerie,
and you can take your hand, and it's
just like any sim game. You gotta get in the mood, so you gotta start, first by rubbing on the thigh, and then she opens a little more.
Thigh is already hot zone, so you can't go anywhere below the, you can't go into Mexico. You need to start in Canada, come by New York.
Some people like to go to Tijuana, like, right away.
No.
They don't even go to Cabo.
They just wanna go to Tijuana. You gotta go to Canada. New York, nope. Georgia.
Nope, fuck Georgia.
And then
fuck New York.
Texas.
Fuck Texas. Tijuana.
No.
Sometimes you just gotta get on a plane and jump.
Sorry, don't think so.
I'm just saying.
You don't cross my borders that way. Oh. Where's your paperwork at?
I don't need no stinky papers.
Yeah, you do.
All right. You're talking to the Star Wars nerd that...
Yes, but there are different flanks of nerd, and I know that you're like... Old G nerd, but I don't know how new.
Did you say old G nerd?
Like old, like original OG nerd.
So why is it old nerd instead of original nerd?
Because I meant to say original, but then old came into my mind and it won. It fought original down and said no.
You're a douchebag sometimes.
I am.
Really?
I know. And I'm going to get kicked in my ass for that later on.
Yeah, you are. Pretty bad.
I know it. And
it's
I know
gonna
it's
bite
coming.
You like really hard and you're like, oh, I remember that. That was that comment that I made.
Yes, I've got the doom clock above my head and it's slowly ticking down.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go with all things nourishing for the soul. The chocolate chip and walnut cookies from the gingerbread house in
minus the nuts for me.
Well, this time isn't about you. This is my time. Why are you jumping into my time?
Because the nuts hurt my tea.
I can't believe you just said that.
They hurt. Alrighty,
so
let's go.
Yeah, we got a full slate for the peeps.
Okay,
for the folks, for y'all, because we have.
Don't point at the mic. Love. It's not like it has eyes.
I'm pointing through the mic, through the internet, to those people
in the future,
right? Which is now, because by the time they're listening to it,
it won't be the future. It'll be the present,
which will be now,
right?
So I'm pointing at them now.
Then are we talking to ourselves in the past?
Yes.
Holy shit. Shit got real.
Just real.
All right, let's do this.
For a second.
And last but not least.
Well, this morning.
The IMT pain app. Shodehi.
I'm really surprised that you just now discovered the IMT pain app.
I did not want to get it straight away because I knew it would be problematic. I wanted to approach it from an adult perspective.
You wanted to approach it?
Approach it.
You wanted to give it a brooch?
Yes. A shiny one that said, Shodehi. But anyway, I really didn't want to jump on the hype bus, and I know I've talked about it before.
The hype bus?
Yeah, the hype bus. Like when something releases, oh my god, everyone just has to have it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm
jumping on the hype wagon.
Yeah.
It's now a bus.
That's how many people are on it.
Damn. Yeah. Does it have Wi-Fi?
It's a double decker. It's like a Bolt bus.
Dude, but does it have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, it's a Bolt bus.
Oh.
But yeah, so I wanted to wait and see just how much staying power it had. And I really dig it now. I was playing with it earlier, and I love it because they want you to use headphones when you use it so you can hear yourself.
I really want to put that on the interwebs.
But
Panda won't let me.
Nope. Because in the headphones, you sound great and in tune. But in reality, you probably sound like ass. I'm not musically inclined. I'm kind of glad that I'm not in the mood to try to sing some Keisha Cole or Alicia Keys, because I'd be real. But like, man, I sound so great. And then in real life, Ash Mom's like, kill her now. Kill her now. There's a skill shot with the rifle where you thump them so they're up in the air.
Yeah.
You shoot from your rifle and you guide the bullet through his nuts.
Wait.
If they're
in the air, you can guide the bullet?
Yeah. When you can
thump them, take the rifle. I've never shot anybody in the air. I only have one thumper.
Man, I've got like four, dude.
I only have one thumper.
Oh my god, you need to get on the thump train.
Get on it. I am not on the thump train.
You need to get on the thump train. It's fun.
Come on, ride it. Ride thump train.
Thump train.
I highly suggest that you check that out, landofesh.com, as well as the stuff that we write on Twitter, on Flickr.
Twicker?
Yeah, because it's like...
And Twitter, so it's going to blow up.
It's going to blow up with information.
With information.
They are, yeah, with awesome sauce, like all over your face. Awesome sauce!
And awesome sauce is white, by the way.
Sometimes. It's not always white.
Sometimes it's opaque and clear.
No, that is not awesome sauce.
Really?
That is something else.
Someone told me that was awesome sauce.
That is not awesome sauce. You got fooled.
I feel betrayed.
I don't even want to go with what you were just...
Oh my god. I thought that was awesome sauce.
You should report that. You need to be on Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Dunk dunk in the face.
Dunk dunk in the face. For those still suffering late cases of the PAX East plague, our hearts and minds are with you. So we hope.
I would send chicken soup, but I don't know exactly which one of yous is really sick.
Did you say which one of yous?
Yeah.
What's a yous?
Multiples of you.
Oh, okay. Multiples of me would be pretty freaking awesome, actually.
But there are certain quests that can only happen at night, so you might have to go to the docks at night to go, you know, help some smugglers bring something in. Or you might have to go to the elven alienage at night to go steal some babies. Or
wait, steal babies?
I'm just kidding, there's no baby stealing in this game.
I was gonna say, what?
There's no baby stealing in the game.
You can't be stealing no babies. You doing with stolen babies?
There's no stolen babies. I was just kidding.
Are you selling those babies into prostitution?
No.
Because baby prostitution
is wrong. Oh, no, they have a brothel in Kirkwall, and there are no youngins in there. At least I didn't see any. I didn't see any.
Because that would be fucked up.
I didn't see any in there.
Why are you all up in the brothel?
There's a couple of quests that you have to go to talk to some bitches in the brothel.
Quote, unquote, talk.
Actually, there are choices for you to go to the brothel and hit it and quit it, and I have not done that, but I probably
will. You haven't hit it and quit it yet? That's like kind of your MO in these types of games, though.
I know. I think that's... I was saving all my nasty, dirty stuff
for your rogue.
I think so.
Heavy Rain was fucked up, but you needed to save your son.
He wasn't your son. He was Ethan's son. See, you jumped into the role a little too much there.
I had to save my kid, man.
You jumped.
I already lost one. All right, I wasn't about to lose my other son.
Well, you know, if you hadn't. Let him go and get that
Don't balloon. Get me started about, you know, letting him get the balloon.
We're getting off the subject.
Okay? Back all right? Don't get me started about that fucking balloon. Okay? I told the kid to stay near me. All right? But he didn't fucking listen.
See, and that's why you have to get those kid leashes now.
Kids
on leashes.
That's the thing. Should have had my sons on leashes,
and
obviously.
That's where kinks develop, ladies and gentlemen. You put your kid in a leash, and then when they're 15, they want to wear them when they go to school.
Topic has them on sale this week.
I would be surprised.
Dude,
but going back to
you would wear a leash if Hot Topic sold it. Don't lie. All right, please continue.
Why are we? I have like two or three poster collars upstairs. Duh.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't need to buy them. I know where to get custom shit. So now we're done talking about us. Isn't that what our show's about anyway?
That's pretty much really about it.
It's really just about
it's
us.
It's about us and our opinions. The real world. Land of Esh. Wait, no.
For one, we couldn't do it because there's only like three of us in the house.
I know, there's not enough drama.
There isn't enough people to generate drama.
No, because we totally need to bring in a gay. We need to bring We need to bring in a dude who may or may not be on steroids, who's homophobic, and we need sluts. We don't have no sluts. Well. I wish you guys could see her face.
Oh, God, I'm so glad I didn't just say what came to my head.
We don't have no sluts.
I was about to say, I'm a slut, but I'm not. I'm a slut in my head.
Yeah.
That's like, oh my God, you should see the things I'm doing in my head right now. They're so slutty.
I don't need an arcade stick to be made out of oak. I don't need it to have pleather. I don't need it to have Swarovski crystals.
I prefer mine mahogany. My luxurious joystick has to be of beautiful Tuscan mahogany. And it has to not have pleather, but rawhide.
Naga hide?
Yeah, naga hide. Ninja, please.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm just
going to want my buttons to have Swarovski's crystals in them.
Did you say Swarovski's crystals?
Yeah.
You meant Swarovski?
No, no. I want them to create a whole new line of crystals by this dude and put them in my joints.
I want crystals made by this dude you haven't even heard of yet.
So go find him and make sure he knows what the fuck he's doing.
Go to Jacob the Jeweler and ask for his cousin.
Yeah, that guy.
You don't even know this dude. He's fierce.
Pieces. You should probably, you know, finish buying all the shit and stuff. Because, I mean, I restored Rome, like, 100%. Like, it's all done.
Yeah, I haven't restored Rome all the way.
I did.
I keep killing people. I like jumping off of things and stabbing people.
Well, you should, you know, do that and get the flags and the feathers. I'm still missing two feathers and I can't get to them. So I'm like, fuck you, feathers. Fuck.
If you've restored all of Rome, you should be able to get to every feather.
I have restored all of Rome.
Well, I'm just
not good at grabbing ledges. Because I don't jump in real life. I would never jump off of buildings in real life.
Right.
So I think something's plausible, and it's not.
Right.
And then I just get fed up. I'm like, fuck that feather.
All right, so we're running low on time here, so I'll try to keep mine, you know, fairly short, but get to the nuts and the bolts and the juicy.
Well, I'll get to the nuts.
You always get to the nuts. Yeah, I said it. Pandalicious.
Time management.
The nuts.
Priorities.
And then I have to tell her to swallow. There you go. There's your sound bite for this episode. Wow. Have fun, internet. You know me. I don't finish games.
Yeah, I know.
I finished two. I finished Brotherhood.
Did you finish one?
I've gone back and done it now. I didn't originally. Because I was like, oh my God, here we go. I'm in the hay again. Oh my God, here we go. I'm in the hay again. Oh my God, here I go. I'm in the hay again.
That'd be a really great song auto-tuned.
Oh my God, here I go. I'm in the hay again. Oh my God, here I go. I'm in the hay again. Yeah.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to put a hemi in it and, you know, I'm going to drop a hemi in it.
You're going to put a hemi in your toast?
I'm going to drop a hemi in my toast and, you know, maybe take it for a spin.
Do you think a toast would be like, toast, toast, instead of room, room?
That's a really great question. And I'm not nearly drunk enough to really ponder that with any kind of seriousness.
I think you should go toast, toast, toast.
I think we should go. So as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I am Pandalicious.
And we are out of here, folks.
Later, guys.
Bye. Toast.
Toast.
Toast. Beep, beep.
Why did it beep? Was it backing up?
Because I have a horn on my toast copter ride thing. I don't know.
Oh.
Look, if I'm putting a hemi in it, I'm putting a horn on it.
Okay.
Meep, meep. Get out of my way. Toast, toast.
Jam.
It'd just be breadcrumbs.
Okay. We've taken this too far.
Don't put any of that in the show.
Okay? Yeah, that's...
We just stop. After she says Pandalicious, just...
Cut it.
Just cut it.